listen to the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not yet repented. I say to you, woe, Chorazin, woe to you, Bethesda, for if the mighty deeds done in your midst have been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have long ago have perished and repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you, and also for you, Capernaum. Will you be exalted in heaven, or will you go down to the netherworld? For if the mighty deeds done in your midst have been done in Sidon, they would have remained faithful until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord. Struggling with allergies, I got a frog in my throat, and probably sounds that way, but we'll still continue. There's an ancient biblical site located about 4 or 5 miles just south of the town of Capernaum, right on the Sea of Galilee. What's important about this biblical site is that archaeologists believe that a foundation that is there was a former synagogue, which predates the synagogue in Capernaum, which again would be an indication that at one time this was a thriving, bustling community, a community of commerce, most likely agriculture and shipbuilding. But today, very few people know about it. Nobody ever visits it. If you were to visit this site, you wouldn't see much, but you would see piles of rubbish and junk trash overgrown with desert plants. Not much there at all. The name of this town is Chorazin, the very town that Matthew talks about in today's gospel. This is the town where Jesus and many prophets before him spent much time preaching the word of God, encouraging the people of Chorazin to turn their eyes over to God, to repent. But nobody listened to them. So today we kind of get to hear about Jesus' stormy outside. He's upset. He spent a lot of time with these people, preached to them, and performed mighty deeds. And yet, no effect whatsoever. They continue to turn their hearts away from God, not to give God his due praise. So we hear Jesus saying, woe to you, Chorazin. Woe simply means warning to you. Watch out. Jesus' prophecy indeed came true. The town was totally destroyed by the Romans in about 72 AD. Scripture scholars will refer to this destruction as the effects of their sin. Think about that. Woe to you, Chorazin, because you have failed to give your due attention and love to God. You will bear the effects of your sin, now and in eternity, of course. The Gospels speak to us, to you, and certainly to me. Is God sharing his north, stormy north side with us? Have we quieted ourselves down enough to listen to God if in fact he does say, woe to you, Joseph. Woe to you, Bill. Woe to you, John or David, Philip. Is there something in our lives that keep us from totally committing ourselves to loving God? What is it that we're holding back? What is it that we not want to give up at this time to reform our lives, to be closer to God? Let's just spend a few moments, and not that we have to recall every sin, but just the one sin that right now keeps us blindly turning our heads away from God and His love. And we pray, gracious and loving God, we have heard your call, your warning to reform and to repent our lives. Our hearts are open. Send us your grace. Draw all of our thoughts and our words and our deeds towards you and away from us. But without your grace and help, we too will feel the effects of our sins. We pray this in confidence in your name, in the name of your Son, Jesus, who lived forever and ever. Amen. Amen.